In Parshas Vayera, it says, Vayisa Eina Vayar, that Avram lifted up his eyes and saw, Vinei Shlosh Anosh Nitzavim Alav, there were three men standing near him, Vayar, and he understood and saw, Vayar Tzakrosam, and ran to greet them, Pesach Oil, from the entrance of the tent. There's a whole Arichas here, after that, from Pasuk Beis to Pasuk Ches, talking about the details, every detail of the Chesed that Avraham Avinu did towards these guests. And Rabbi Yochanan Lvovitz commented on this with a mashal. He says, when a person inherits a house, he'll usually say, when he needs to say it, I have a house. He doesn't elaborate on the details of, since he received everything at one time. But when a person builds a house for himself and worked on it to get to the point where he has that house, then when he talks about the house, he will talk about every single detail from the beginning until the end. How he bought this land and bought the material and how he planned it, because every aspect is dear to him because he worked through it, because the more effort you put into the house, the more he will talk about it. Similarly, Rabbi Rucham says, the actions and behaviors of tzaddikim are like a building. They're like the building. Every action that a tzaddik takes to build that binyan of chesed or whatever they're building in Torah or tefillah in Avodas Hashem is very precious to them. And that is why Torah tells us about every detail of Avraham Avinu's chesed, because every movement was another stage to grow in Avodas Hashem. And it's a Musa Haskell for all of us. We not, may not be Avraham Avinu. We not may not be another Gadol per se, but everyone has greatness within them, and every Yid is precious, and every mitzvah he does is precious. And if you view yourself that way, that you're important, b'tzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you a holy neshama to do Torah mitzvahs and to be Mekadosh Shemayim in this world, then every detail that you do is full of meaning, and every detail that you are engaged in is important, extremely important. Every positive action you do, you're creating a shlemus within yourself. So when you do chesed, understand this. It's part of a big binyan. And don't wait for the end to appreciate what you're doing, but feel a simcha with every single step, with every single chesed that you do. Now, Rapam, Zecher Tzadik Avrocha, used to talk a lot about, in Parshas Vayera, many, many sugyas in Parshas Vayera, and he talked about the Achnasas Archim of it. He gave up a tainuk. He was speaking to Hashem, and he stopped in order to feed guests. And he didn't ask Elazar to take care of it. He didn't ask Yishmol to take care of everything. He himself stopped talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked him, please don't leave. But then he went. And that's where we learn, Gemara Shabbos, God Lachnasas Erechem Yoyser Mikabalas Pnei Hashchena. That hospitality, the guests, is even more greater than receiving the Shechena. And Pam quoted from the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Ahavas Chesed, Chela Gimel Perek Aleph, there's a long Hagah there. And he talks about how you find a rule in Shulchan Aruch that one is not should not interrupt Talmud Torah to do any mitzvah that could be done by somebody else. So the question arises, by Avraham Avinu, right? He stopped talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve the three guests, and it could have been done by other members of his family. And the Chofetz Chaim answers that if the guests are distinguished people, then it's proper that the host himself serves them and not give it over to other members of the household. And by their demeanor, he noticed and he sensed that they were very distinguished people. And they were malachim, he didn't know yet, but they were very distinguished. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait while he took care of them. It's brought down, Rapam used to say, Chofetz Chaim himself would prepare beds when he was Machnas Eirich, fluff the pillows, tend the needs to the guests who came to his home to make them feel important. And the same thing applies when you have rich people, Bali Tzedakah. Sometimes it's more respectful when they themselves write the check and personally give the check than just saying, my secretary will give you the check. And in one's home also. It's important, yes, to be mechanech children to give tzedakah, but sometimes the parent themselves need to make the effort to give the donation to that person and not just always send the child to the door. It makes the one coming not feeling not important. Now you need to train your child to give tzedakah too. So maybe both the parent and child go together to the door, but the parent itself needs to be active in their chesed that they do. And Rabbi Sol Salanti brings that he was the father of the Muslim movement, once asked his Talmidim for the definition of the word chesed. Everyone had a different opinion. He was not happy about the responses. And then he gave his own opinion. Chesed means fulfilling the desires and needs of the other person, no matter how foolish or worthless or unnecessary one may think it is. Because to them, it's important. And that is what he said. Chesed means fulfilling the desires and needs of another person, no matter how foolish or worthless or unnecessary one may think it is. And you see that with Avram and the three guests. He had a visit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the height of Tainug, of being close, of Kirvas Elokim, being close to Hashem. He was removed from many physical desires, from many physical needs. And yet somehow he saw the Mailan Tainug of Achnasas Arachim, and he brought himself to understand, hey, there are physical pleasures that these three guests, again, he didn't know they were Malachim yet, that these three guests could be served by slaughtering three cows, give each one the delicacy of the tongue with mustard. He understood that. With being close to the Dveikus to the Shechina, he understand what a Lashon and Chardal is, what tongue and mustard is. In that time, it was a very big delicacy, and he followed through it. And the Masil Shesharim, Perek Tesvav, talks about eating in general. A person should meditate that there's no more basic, pleasure than eating, but it's very short-lived. You know, as soon as you finish eating it, you're done. The memory is lost, the food's forgotten, and he'll be satiated by eating black bread, just like he would by stuffed geese. You know, that's more or less what the Masil Shesharim says. And Avram certainly was that on that spiritual level. He was removed from these type of taivas achila. He wasn't interested himself in a tongue with mustard or any of these delicacies. And especially now where he was experiencing Hashem and talking to Hashem with the Shechina being there with him. But nevertheless, when it came to others who was not, if they're not in that spiritual madrega, he understood the human desires as well. He didn't just offer his guests black bread or even fresh bread and water alone to satisfy their hunger pains, but he gave them the tongue with mustard and all the delicacies. And that is a true Baal Chesed. That is a sign of a true Baal Chesed. He brings down from the Yisrael, that's the Nesivus Ard, Yitzchak Petelberg, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Sol Salanter, that Rabbi Sol Salanter himself was removed from Kavod. He was not interested in Kavod. But that was only for himself. When he gave honors to others, he was an expert, understood the desires of people, their need for honor, their need for recognition, the proper hanhaga and protocol, and he followed that. He tried to follow the steps of Avraham Avinu. And then he goes into an area of Shalom Bayis, Rapam talks about. He says a lot of times rifts in Shalom Bayis occur because of the phone. A husband complains about big telephone bills, for example, and the fact that he tries to call home, the line is busy. Maybe you have good deals now with the cell phones. I guess he's talking from back in the 1980s. But he complains about these big phone bills. And when he tries to call home, the line is busy. When he comes home, his wife is talking on the phone. He doesn't understand these things. And sometimes he fails to understand that the possible reason for attachment to the phone is because he spends his whole day in yeshiva or in the office, and she feels alone at home or tending to her young children. And the phone, to her, is a link to the outside work. It breaks up the monotony of her day, breaks her loneliness, and this is especially true for a new mother getting used to being home. You know, and other people are at school or at work, and she finds herself at home around the clock. She needs that lifeline of connecting to other people through the phone. Or a wife's desire to attend a shir or a social function. Also, maybe just simply an expression of her need to get out and be among people. And a husband, even though he may not need this thing, he understands this and encourages her to go, to get out a little bit, rather than making a judgment on the value of what shir you're going to, or what chesed you're doing to, and you go deeper and you understand that your wife really needs this outlet, and you accommodate her with it. And his Messiah, Rav Pam, is saying that the chesed is the very foundation of the world's existence. It is a siman for the Jewish people, right? One of the simanim is goyim lechasadim. And in order to be mekayim this mitzvah properly, one needs to use their seichel and their heart to understand the needs of the other person. And then you, by doing so, you follow the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.